Phoenix residents have the chance to vote on a proposed extension of the Valley's light rail line down Central Avenue into South Phoenix. Early voting starts today, and ballots containing Proposition 105 are in the mail. The measure would end all current and future light rail extensions, including the South Central one. It would reallocate city money that would have gone to that project to other transportation infrastructure improvements in South Phoenix. City money from the other light rail projects that would be stopped would instead go to transportation infrastructure improvements citywide. Amy Yentes is vice president of the Arizona Free Enterprise Club, which supports Prop 105. And Amy, give me your elevator pitch. Why should voters support this and end the new light rail projects?
We believe that voters should vote yes on Proposition 105 because they deserve better streets and roads and bus service and dial-a-ride. And currently, those critical needs are being cannibalized by the over-expenditure of light rail.
Didn't Phoenix voters, though, specifically set aside this money for light rail? Like, they kind of knew what they were doing, right?
So in 2015, voters did vote to increase their sales tax in order to pay for transportation. We don't believe that many of those voters knew how much of that projected budget was going to be going to light rail. A lot of how that was sold was improve your streets, improve your roads, improve your bus service, which is important. But I think a lot of new information has come out as far as what the projects for light rail intended are actually going to cost, which are a lot more than what voters were told in 2015.
How would you describe the state of Phoenix roads?
I would say that Phoenix roads have a lot of problems. In fact, I think it was around 70% of the roads are considered substandard. And so you can drive down Central Avenue in downtown Phoenix, and you'll notice a plethora of potholes. You'll notice that there are sides of sidewalk that are missing, street lamps that they could use more lighting down there. There's a lot of infrastructure needs that are definitely desperately needed by Phoenix residents.
This has obviously been a very controversial and emotional issue for a lot of folks, especially in South Phoenix, which is sort of the impetus for the initiative to be on the ballot. What are you hearing from folks in that neighborhood? Because, yes, there are certainly those who are opposed to the extension going down Central Avenue. They've collected signatures and put this issue on the ballot. But clearly, there are also a lot of residents in that area who think that this would be a good idea, that this helps accessibility and helps them get to other parts of the city and helps people from other parts of the city get to their part of town.
We've heard from a lot of residents and small business owners in South Phoenix, and we've heard an overwhelming sense of outrage, not just because they do deserve better roads, they do need better bus service down there, they do need to have their sidewalks fixed, but also because, you know, what they were told in 2015 was they were going to get light rail and it was going to be, you know, maintained for roads, and come to find out now in 2019 that they're going to actually reduce the actual four lanes to two lanes on Central Avenue. And that's going to be extremely detrimental to a lot of the small businesses there. It's going to be problematic for public safety vehicles. And overall, just the congestion of Central Avenue and the access and the mobility for residents to go to and fro from where they're living.
Light rail supporters argue that the service itself has spurred economic development, that it has increased, for example, property values along the light rail route. It's helped folks get to healthcare places and housing and brought more apartments and all to urban parts of the valley. Do you agree with that assessment? Do you disagree with that assessment?
They do make that claim, and I think that we 100% disagree with that claim. And the fact is this, according to Valley Metro's own project list, there's 344 projects on that list, in which they claim is worth $11 billion worth of capital investment. That was spurred by light rail. We took a look at that list and in conjunction with some other tax organizations, kind of dove into that and found that about $8 billion of $11 billion was either government buildings, ASU buildings, subsidized by either property tax abatements. And so really what they're taking credit for is completely absurd.
If voters defeat Prop 105, do you think that's the end of the line for opponents of the South Central extension? I mean, this has been going on for more than a few years now.
Yeah, they have been fighting this for a couple of years. You know, the voters will have their say on August 27th, and what the residents of South Phoenix do from there, I don't know. You'll have to ask them. But I do think that getting the education out there has been important, and letting people know just how much light rail costs and how the cost overruns just continue year to year. I think that's important information. I do think it's going to have implications for policy in the future.
Amy Entes is vice president of the Arizona Free Enterprise Club, which supports Prop 105. The initiative survived a legal challenge earlier this year, with the state Supreme Court ultimately ruling it could stay on the ballot. The justices also clarified that if the measure passes, the city could still spend money on upkeep of existing light rail lines, even though it would be prohibited from moving forward with any extensions. On the other side of the issue is the Invest in Phoenix campaign. It's opposing Prop 105. City Councilwoman Deb Stark is co-chair of the committee. And let me start the same way with you. Why should voters oppose Prop 105?
With regards to 105, we need to invest in our future. And with light rail, we're doing that. Since light rail has been in operation, we have seen $11 billion in public and private reinvestment along the light rail. We've seen 35,000 jobs that are directly attributed to the light rail. We need to invest in our future and make sure we keep moving forward.
Critics of light rail and folks who are encouraging voters to vote a yes on 105, one of the arguments they're using is that there's been a lot of money spent on light rail, and per mile, it's far more expensive than other modes of transportation. Per rider, it's far more expensive. Why do you think this is such a good investment?
Well, I would disagree with that because long term, it is more cost effective. As far as maintenance, it probably really we see a lot more value in our dollar because you have to keep rebuilding your streets, maintaining them. So I think long term, it really is a good investment from a cost perspective.
This has been such a controversial and emotional issue for a lot of folks, especially in South Phoenix, where the light rail extension down Central Avenue would go. When you talk to folks in that part of town, I know that that is not the part that you represent on the council, but what do you hear from folks? Because obviously there are some who think it's a good idea and some who think it's not a good idea.
You know, I actually attended a meeting in South Phoenix with regards to light rail, and I would say there were actually more people supportive of it. Maybe it's that old phrase, silent majority, but I do think most of the people in South Phoenix see the need for reinvestment along Central Avenue and are very supportive of light rail.
But as you know, there are certainly folks in South Phoenix who are concerned about losing two travel lanes on Central Avenue to accommodate the light rail. Do you think it had to be this way? Could there have been the four lanes and light rail, or did it have to be two lanes to go with the light rail?
I think the two lanes will work. I had the opportunity to go to Mesa and ride that portion of light rail, and they have the two lanes as opposed to the four lanes, and it works very, very well. Part of the purpose of going to two lanes as opposed to four was to preserve some of those important businesses along light rail. Had we widened it to four lanes, we would have probably condemned a lot of great businesses, and we just didn't want to do that.
I want to ask you about streets, because another one of the criticisms of a lot of folks who are supportive of Prop 105 is that this money would be much better used fixing up Phoenix's streets. So let me ask first off, how would you describe the state of roads and streetways in the city?
We're working on them. I will tell you, in October of 2018, the council advanced $200 million to pave our roads, and they're getting paved. Everywhere I drive in Phoenix, there's some road under construction. And you can only do so many roads. You still need the contractors, the workers, and there's plenty of work to go around with the money that we did forward in advance. So I think we're seeing a lot of construction. I think that's not an argument anymore. Our roads are getting fixed.
So you think the city has set aside enough money to take care of the needs that the roads have?
Yes, I do. And under Prop 104, which was approved by the voters several years ago, there will be more money set aside in the future for the roads so that we can continue to maintain and pave.
Do you believe that Phoenix voters understood what they were voting for the times that they have already supported the South Central extension?
Yes, I do. I really do think people are informed in Phoenix. I think people are educated voters. I think a lot of times voters, people laugh and say they don't really understand what's going on, but I truly think most voters do.
If Prop 105 fails, are you confident that that extension will ultimately get built?
I hope so. I think it will be. We've gone to the voters, three times in the pass to vote on light rail, and they've always been supportive. So, yes, I hope so.
Phoenix City Councilwoman Deb Stark is co-chair of the Invest in Phoenix campaign, which opposes Prop 105. Early voting started today. Election Day is August 27th.